Welcome to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. My name is Linda Sims. This is the 81st day in the year 2021. There are 284 days left in this year of 2021. Of course, always messing with this volume. Okay. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You can also download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to call in anytime that we are on the air from now until the top of the hour at 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have free produce April the 17th at the aforementioned address. It starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. So please mark your calendars and share with others who may be in need of free produce. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled, Give Blessings. We are all blessed with life and all the opportunities it brings, though most of us forget to notice. But we also have blessings to give. In fact, the opportunity to give our blessings may be the greatest blessing of all. By bestowing our good wishes, encouraging, empowering others, we bless, and when we do, they return a thousandfold. Bless and be blessed. Oh, what a good thought. That made me feel good. Even better than I was. It's Monday. Now I'm turning my attention to my guest. I have two today. Kimba Hubbard. How are you, Kimba?
I'm doing well.
Good. I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course. Now, I had these two on before. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, this is Tim Jones. They're talking about singles.
Yes.
Woman's point of view, man's point of view. Mm-hmm. This is their second go around. So
yes.
Hopefully call your friends and neighbors and maybe you can pick up a few tips from both of them, okay? They're going to be talking about a singles conference, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Why is that one of the most difficult things, seems like, today for us to wrap our minds around? Like it's something new.
Having a singles conference?
Not the conference. It's the
attending.
That may be a problem.
I think attending can be an issue. As Tim discussed before, it is hard to put down your pride and go to something where you feel like there might be some accountability or looking at your blind spots. I think, as I mentioned yesterday, for me, it's always been an issue of, well, if I want to get married in the church, it means you're single and not satisfied. Mm-hmm. And so a long time, I just thought, you know, I'm not going to share with anybody that I really want a husband, because then it'll be, well, you know, you should be happy with Jesus. Mm-hmm. So that was part of what my struggle was, and why I'm glad for this opportunity, because we just don't talk about some of those issues in the church.
That's true. And being happy with Jesus is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
But it's not the only thing he wants us to be happy with. Right. How about you, Tim? I know you mm-hmm. She's quoting something that you said at the last show.
Yeah, basically, yeah, level of pride. And then I think it's people's perspective too. Like, oh, I'm going to this conference. Do I seem desperate? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what it could come down to, you know. But at the same time, you gotta try new things, you know, and just go for it and experience different things.
There you go, experience. You know,
because if you keep going to the club looking for that person, and you did that before, and you got the same results, and you keep getting those same results, then you know it is what it is. Shame on you.
Absolutely, experience. And I'm sorry I didn't give you both a chance to say what you do. What you like to do. So introduce yourself, Kimba.
Okay. So as you said, I'm Kimba Hubbard. I am a social worker by trade. I am an avid Cleveland Browns fan. I ain't going to do a bark because, you know, that's not ladylike. I really enjoy hanging out with family and friends. You can find me playing cards and board games. I love to watch and play volleyball. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of black and white movies. I love the beach and mountains equally. And occasionally you will find me window shopping and or people watching. And not the weird people watching. But as Tim said before, it's just studying people and relationships and conversation and body language. That's always been very interesting to me.
Right. Go ahead, Tim. Introduce yourself.
Well, that was pretty good. Now, Tim Jones, just local entrepreneur. You name it, I probably do it. From designs, from clothing, watches, AirPods, design in real estate, also looking at getting a couple buildings to do emergency shelters and transitional housing, you know, just trying to better our community and better us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how's your job doing, or your profession?
Yeah. Oh, consulting is good. It's always good. It's just always a new day. Sometimes same people, different day. Sometimes same story, but it's a beautiful thing just to see their progress. It's just to kind of, you know, view life in a sense, you know, because sometimes people fall off, but you know they get back up, and that's the beautiful part, that they can get back up and move forward.
Right, absolutely, and like I was saying at our round table yesterday, life is hard at best. Mm-hmm. It's nothing easy, you know. Some things are always over our head. Like trying to better yourself and trying to pick up new skills. And that's how I look at this singles conference. It's not like we're trying to hook you up that day, you know. So, but to educate people, you know, where you can feel better about what you need to do to find a mate, you know. And I think people need to educate themselves, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we cheat ourselves when we don't progress and learn
absolutely.
New things and try new things, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
So what else did you want to share about the conference that may spark up their interest today?
So we do have a time of worship. We are going to have a guest speaker. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about our breakout sessions.
Okay.
So in the afternoon, the women will have a chance to choose from one of two breakout sessions. And the first one is entitled 1 plus 1 equals 1. And our other one is entitled Heartbroken to Healed. The afternoon session for the men, the single men, they can choose from either In Pursuit of the One or In Hunt of the One. That's one session. Mm-hmm. Or they can choose from Heal the Whole Man, Becoming God's Best. So that's a little teaser I wanted to throw out for today.
Yeah, that's important. That's pretty cool.
What was the last one again?
For the man.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is Heal the Whole Man, Becoming God's Best.
Oh, that's good. What do you think about that?
I think that's very, very important, especially for young black men, not black men, period. Just what we go through on the daily, you know, that's important. I think that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Right.
Healing the whole man.
Right. Do you think that would interest maybe some people you know?
I think so. I think people got to find themselves, you know, and I think God is a way to help you find yourself, you know. Yes. And once you begin to understand that he has the best for you and you becoming God's best, and you just, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
But it's super important because it's just like a reflection. Seeing where you at and then knowing who you can become is a beautiful thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think so, too.
I really do. That was very well said.
Yes. You know, and you can never know too much or learn too much, and there's not room for you to pick up any more wisdom or wit, right? Which
absolutely
is W-I-T-T. Witty, like God gives us witty inventions.
Yes.
Yeah. Not only entrepreneurship, but even conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's even wit in that, you know, and knowing how to confront people and talking to people. What is your greatest, what are you looking for the most in this conference?
Me personally?
Kimba.
So I just want a place where people can come and have the opportunity to have fun, because okay, we're going to have some icebreakers.
Right.
But also an opportunity where they can engage. Like Tim was just saying, well, what I said yesterday is there's divine connections that we have been praying about and really leaning into, and Pastor's been talking about that. The goal of that, like Tim is just said, is a connection between you and God, right?
Right.
And then a connection with yourself. Mm-hmm. And then a connection with others.
Right.
Like, that is the whole picture, I think, of what God has with his children in the body of Christ. So my desire is when you come to this conference, you could either get to connect with yourself on a different level, you find a connection with God at a different level, you connect with others, or you do all three.
Right.
So that's really my right heart's desire, right, and what the committee has been talking about over these last several months.
Right. And, you know, a lot of young men may say, I don't even go to church, so why do you think I want to go to this conference, which is held in the church? What would you say to them, Tim?
Well, you know, one thing we always have to try to be is open-minded to, you know, think about what it is that you're looking for in a mate, you know, and just because you don't go to church or whatever it may be, don't let that deter you from exploring other options.
Right.
Especially like I said, if you're looking for something different, that might be the way to go. Like you're never gonna know unless you participate. You're never gonna know. Like if you just sit at home and you miss out on experience, you never know. But if you go, you might find out, yo, this is where I need to be. This some of this stuff makes sense. You know, if anything, you'll be glad that you came. You learned
right
something, you know. So,
right,
yeah, don't let that deter you. Don't let that deter you.
Good time, fun time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Refreshments, right? Food.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having food. There will be food there. Food usually draws people. Let's hope that it will draw a lot of people to this conference. And I'm really excited about it myself.
Thank you.
What's going to come out of it, you know. I think that we've gotten so far away from the original design, even though it doesn't stop male and female from hooking up, but sometimes they hook up for the wrong reasons, and
yes,
then it doesn't last. Okay, let me see who's calling. Oh, they hung up already. Wow. Okay.
They got nervous.
I understand.
They could have. I don't know who it was, but they're gone already. Okay, so where do we want to go now?
Well, I like what you just said about God's original design.
Okay.
And that's part of what we hope happens in the conference is when you've experienced something outside of God's design, whether it is from childhood, but whether you've been married before or you've just had bad relationships.
Right.
I was speaking to a man the other day, and I didn't realize he had been married before and the scars that came with it. So we all have wounds and scars. Mm. And so part of it is going back to the original design of what God has for us so we can make better decisions.
Right.
But also heal from the things that have happened to us as well.
True.
So I think this is an opportunity to do that. Because for me personally, sometimes we don't slow down enough to do that.
True.
We're too busy. And then what happens, we go from one relationship to the next relationship, and we don't slow down to allow God to heal us from what happened. Like Tim said before, he was intentional to stop and say, I need to look at myself and mm-hmm. do some self-reflection,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just admire that he did that. He did that for his children, but he also did it for himself. And that takes some courage. It
yes.
takes some tenacity.
Yes.
It takes intentionality. So I think we're giving people an opportunity to do that. Let's
yeah.
slow down and just have a chance to heal and then see what skills we need to move forward.
Right.
And what skills you might already have. I mean, I'm hoping people come.
And share, right?
Mm-hmm. And feel like, you know, here's some keys that I have learned and we can share and learn from each other.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's, I think that's what I'm be most, like, interested in, like, the perspective of other people. Because, like, relationships, think about it. We all have experience in relationships. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just relationships in general. You got a relationship with your mom, dad, you know, all those things. And you sit there and you think, is it good, is it bad? We have these scales, we kind of measure them on and all those things. So just perspective, you know, life experiences, where a person's coming from, where they mind at, where they've been, their turnaround, where they're headed. You know, that to me is like the amazing part, to see somebody else's journey. Because sometimes, like I say, sometimes you think you have it bad or you had it bad, and then you listen to somebody else's story. You're like, wow, I ain't got
so
nothing
true.
To say.
That's so true.
So you really understand somebody mm-hmm. else had a really bad relationship, yeah. you know, yes. and they're standing there, mm-hmm. you know, looking like they haven't been scarred, but have been scarred, mm-hmm. you know. But like you say, we all been in relationships all our life, you know, yep. from ever since we've been in the world. But and getting back to the original design, mm-hmm. man and woman, you know, and I like the fact that God brought the woman to Adam.
Mm-hmm. I created.
He didn't even have to go look. Mm-mm. Even though men are hunters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that, Tim?
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Look, he had to do no work. He had it good. He had to do no work. Yeah, real
oh,
sweet.
My.
Yeah,
oh,
love.
Yes.
Who is that,
yeah.
God?
He said, that's
that
my
God?
Wife. That's a woman. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone.
Yes, that's what
he felt some type of way.
Yes, he did.
Telling you.
Right. And even that alone should help some young men feel like, oh, I really don't have to hunt.
Yeah. Sometimes it's right there in front of you.
Right in front of you. Whoa. Amen. You don't even see it. Because mm-hmm. our eyes are so full of other things that mm-hmm. we think we need, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's the one for me over there, the woman that's six pack and, mm-hmm. and all the muscles, you know, mm-hmm. and might not be the right one.
Everything that glitter ain't gold.
True.
I mean, there's a lot of fool's gold out there, I'm telling you.
That's true. That's so true. That's so true. So I hope everyone that is listening is having fun right along with us, because life
absolutely.
Is fun. If you can't have fun in life, what's the sense of living?
Absolutely.
Right? If you can't enjoy life and enjoy other people or even meeting people,
mm-hmm.
this would be a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. No pressure.
Right.
Not asking you to pick somebody and go home with them.
Absolutely,
you know?
Not. And the committee and I have tried to take into consideration people can be more introverted.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to make it so, you know, if you are more introverted, you can still feel comfortable.
Right. That's good. That's good. So how's registration going? Do we need more people to register?
Yes, we need more people to register. I did want to say thank you to you. We had a lady from Dayton who heard the show last time and registered. And so she's planning on coming from Dayton with a girlfriend.
Oh,
she was so excited about Tim and some of the things he said and some of the things I shared and how you just conducted the whole program. She was just so excited. So I just wanted to thank you for that. Because I'm sure that couldn't have happened any other way.
Wow.
So, yes, we still have open registration. So, absolutely. And share it with people. I've been trying to call local churches.
Right.
But please share it with individuals that you feel like this would really be good for them.
Go ahead and read that.
Okay.
Invitation.
Sure. So, it is Saturday, April 17th from 9 to 4 p.m. The location is 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue, so the host church is the Gathering Place. And we have a webpage where you register. We also have frequently asked questions there. And the webpage is mytgp.org/singles.
Great, great. Why do I need a mate? There's people out there thinking, why do I need a mate?
Oh man, that's your balance. That's your balance piece. Like that's your helpmeet. That's your partner. Like, if you start to think of it like that, like that's your helpmeet. That's your partner. If I'm down, that's somebody that can help me come back up. If I'm struggling in this area, they help balance me out. I think masculinity and femininity is a beautiful thing because they balance each other out. You know, man, we can have too much testosterone, but we need something soft to bring us down. You know what I mean?
Right.
And same thing, women can in a sense get overly emotional, and they need somebody to bring the logic into it. So it's just a beautiful balance. And when you have that right one, it's harmonious. That's what you want. You want a harmonious relationship. You don't want just any relationship. You want a balanced, harmonious relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How would you answer that question?
I have to go behind Tim? Well, I think that...
From your perspective, yeah.
From a woman's perspective, you know, God designed the man to be our protector and our provider and to be our leader. And that doesn't mean you can't have your work and have a profession. That doesn't mean that you don't have a voice. It doesn't mean any of those things. But there is an element to having that in your life, a fullness that can be brought in your life, a fullness to your family, because the commandment in the Bible says be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective and watching my parents and what I've experienced, is that starts with a man and having a man as my husband. So to me, it's just such a great advantage to have a home. And like you spoke of a couple of weeks ago, we have strong marriages. We have strong homes. We have strong families and children. We have strong communities. So, mm-hmm. I mean, why not? Why not get married? That's why I always say to people when they're living together, like, why not get married? Why not get married? Why not make the commitment and the covenant so that we can have some stability in our communities, right? Especially in the African-American communities. I mean, it's in all communities now, but a foundation to be able to have that community and to bring up children where we're not continuing these cycles of divorce and abuse and not having a head of a household. Again, it's, you know, to all the singles mothers, there's no disrespect in it. God can help you. But when we go to the original design, I feel like there's such a benefit, like Tim did.
Yeah. Right. But who said I need someone?
The word. Let's go back. If Adam didn't need nobody, he wouldn't have made Eve for him, you know? Period. It's a balance. Everything had its counterbalance.
Yes.
Like all the animals, everything. He looked around like, yo. I said, listen, I see a pattern here, but I'm missing something.
Yes, he did.
You know?
Right. Yes, he did.
Right.
Yes, you know?
And he
did.
Said, yo, this is your help me.
Yeah.
Yes. This is for you.
Because I know
it's a gift.
People get out there so long and have so many failed relationships, and they're like, well, shoot, I'm done with it. I'm through. You know, why should I even still hope?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there is a connection that you haven't found yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been presented to you yet. So what advice would you give a young woman who has just tried and over and over and over, and now
she's... What advice do I do give women?
Of course.
So I just kind of go with my own personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it is always a reflection of where are my holes and my blind spots? Where do I need to grow? And analyze those relationships. But more recently, even look at the positive of those relationships. And I always go back to, and Tim has mentioned this more than once, they don't think like us.
No.
Okay? So where can I learn how to respect a man more, interact with a man more in a safe environment? And I think that's really where my desire is, but also that's what I encourage young women to do. Stop trying to make a man like you. Stop trying to make him your girlfriend.
Yeah, we're not.
No.
We're not.
It doesn't work.
As much as you want us to be, we're not your girlfriend.
It just doesn't work. And so I always tell young ladies, first of all, take some time to yourself, because again, what I see in young women and sometimes with my friends is get out of one, get back online, get into another. And it's like, yeah, let's take some time and just have the courage to look and allow God to speak to you and other people to speak to you so you can heal.
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that that's part of it.
Good. Good.
Another thing too, I think y'all have a lot of options. And those options can be overwhelming, you know. And I feel like sometimes I feel like it's not. I feel like a woman can be afraid to get stuck into something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like she can really definitely, because there's so many options, overwhelming. So who is the right one? Right? You gotta, especially with social media, you got an inbox full of people. You got people probably approaching you, and nowadays people do the darndest things because they're behind a computer and keyboard, so phone, whatever. So people are super bold. And so that can kind of deter you in that type of way. But like, I feel like what you said, you know, take your time, get to know yourself, know what you want. That's the biggest thing. Know exactly what you want. Know what you can, know what you can compromise on, what you will, and know what you absolutely won't compromise on. That's fine. And then seek out the one, because they'll find you. Seek out that one that reflects you the most.
Yes. Yes. That's good. And I think once you narrow those things down, it's just like when you put on a smile, how you attract people with a smile, that these things exuberate out of you and they pull the right one to you. Because you know who you are. You've done the work. You know, you set yourself up. You're ready. Mm-hmm. You know, you've learned some things. You're looking for the best. Like you said, we always focus on what was wrong. But what was right?
Mm-hmm.
There had to be some good things in that relationship, because evidently you're there, you know. But some people say, well, I knew it wasn't going to work when I went in, so don't go in. No one's making you do this, right? So just cut that off. But how many people say, well, I knew it wasn't going to work in the first place? I know you've heard that.
Some people just, you know, some people vibrate self-doubt. And that's the opposite of faith. That's the opposite of hope. When you have so much self-doubt, you have fear, you have, you know, cowardness, like just all the negative aspects. You know, what I love about a woman's her self-confidence. You know what I mean? And I call it self-confidence because can't nobody else give it to you. Because if I sit there and I tell you how beautiful you are, but you don't believe it, it doesn't matter what I say. It does not matter.
Right.
So I can help water that seed, but ultimately you have to do the work. I can help guide you and I can support you, but you have to do the work to come up out of that as well. So like that confidence, you know, become, you know, more self-confident in yourself. Have no doubts and be bold. Be bold.
Right.
Be bold.
Just find out who you are. Who you are. That person.
Yeah, you will. Once you find it out, you'll be that person. You don't have to put in no effort. It's just you. It's natural.
Absolutely.
It's like breathing. You don't have to struggle to breathe unless somebody's cutting off your airways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's natural.
True. Right. Or you're full of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been there before, though. Yeah.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yeah.
And the other thing I tell women is you have to take a risk. And I don't know how many times I've said that. And I'm talking to myself. I'm not a risk taker. So the whole dating scene is very overwhelming to me. But I tell people you have to take a risk. You know, that might mean the first date doesn't work out that well. It might mean, you know, you date this person for 6 months and it doesn't work out. But it's a risk. Love is a risk. So I find that I say that to myself and to other people, young women who have been through disappointment and hope deferred and, you know, just tired of getting hurt, that it's a risk. It's always going to be a risk, you know. So don't put up the walls.
Right.
To try to protect yourself. Learn how to listen to God and to yourself and to make better choices before you go in too deep. Like
right.
You just said.
Absolutely. And 6 months, you ought to know this isn't going anywhere, or it is going somewhere, you know, because you have to pay attention to how you feel, how that person makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask the right questions,
which is what Tim and I talked about last time, and he helped guide us in that. It's asking the right questions.
Yes.
I think that's a part of it too. And sometimes as people, and I think as women, we just don't do that. We'll, you know, came and picked you up and took you out and you're like, well, I don't want to make him mad by asking him, well, how do you feel about ... Because that might mean that he doesn't take you out next week. That might mean he's not texting you 2 and 3 times a day. And so we just kind of go along and compromise. And the next thing you know, you're emotionally attached.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the one.
He's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one.
But he's okay. He's going to keep hanging around as long as you let him.
Yeah, that's true. But he's not the one. Yeah. You're not going anywhere. What do you have to say to that?
I'm going to give y'all something. Listen, one thing that women control is the access to sex, period. Men, we control the access to relationship.
Okay.
Because
I gotta write that down.
Priceless jewel you just dropped down.
Because think about what she just said, the emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get emotionally attached, right? And that is a part of that attachment.
Right.
You know, and so that's why you will see maybe a guy might be sexually intertwined with you, mm-hmm. but you got to understand he controls that portion of the access to the relationship. Because ultimately it's him saying, okay, yeah. Because we know what, you know what I mean? We know, but at the end of the day, it's, we control that key piece too. So understand the value that men bring to the relationship aspect as well. We like the gatekeepers of it, you know? And I think if women understood that a little bit more, it'd be a different level of respect as well.
Right, right. You know, that's what, I think it's in Corinthians 7, or somewhere back there, Ephesians or somewhere. Honor your husband.
Mm-hmm. Honor Ephesians him. 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew it was back there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I just read honor that the
him.
Other day.
You know, honor him, you know. And when you look up honor, I did one day, and I had about three or four pieces of paper, because mm-hmm. it's long.
Yeah, I think I wrote it down. It's but long. It is long.
It is long. And we have missed that as women. Yes. You know.
Yes.
Like you said, you're the gatekeeper. Wow. That's powerful. That really is powerful. I'm so glad we're doing these shows. I'm learning. I'm still learning. Can't say I know it all, but I'm glad. I'm glad.
Amen.
Because hopefully those who do come and are listening to these shows, now just because you hear these shows, that don't mean don't come and register and be a part of this great conference that we're having. You know, this is just a taste of what you're going to get at the conference. We'll have more people there, more breakout sessions where you can talk if you have a question, and we have other counselors that's going to be there too.
Well, we have a panel of men who are taking questions from our audience of women.
Okay.
And then we have a panel of women taking questions from the audience of single men. So there will be opportunities for us to have some of these candid, authentic conversations.
Right,
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Absolutely. And there's going to be married people there too, right?
We do have a last session that is called Testimonies of Those Who Found the One.
Right.
So we will have at the end, you know, after you might feel whatever you may feel, some hope of people who, and the one couple, they're actually marriage counselors, but they have been through some things themselves. And mm-hmm. I think they're going to give us some real talk about relationships. But yeah, so we will have some married people, and on the panel we do have some married people.
Right, that's good. It's going to be a great day. Wow.
I'm believing so.
Me too. I'm excited. Wow. Yeah. So read that invitation again.
Sure. So the title of the conference is Choosing God's Best. It is Saturday, April 17th. From 9 to 4 p.m. You can find out all the information at mytgp.org/singles. The cost is only $15, and that includes lunch.
See, there's going to be food there, information there, wisdom there, and that's the biggest thing, because God says, you know, wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes.
Right? So we're not walking around foolish all the time. And I say that because I didn't realize how foolish I was until I started reading Proverbs. I thought, oh my gosh, I really need this chapter. And I tell people, want to say, well, what chapter should I start reading now that I'm going to church? Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Proverbs, because we need to know, we need some common sense, right?
Yep.
We're living in a world that people don't understand anymore truth. Fake news, you know. Oh, you can't believe that. Well, do not believe everything you hear, but like the Bible says, you know, search the spirits. Find out where the spirit is coming from. But these are just tidbits we're dropping for each and every one of you so that we can stir you up.
Absolutely.
If you may have something that we might need to hear.
Absolutely.
You know, so come and be a part of this great singles conference. Now, no, you got some more to share, Tim.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, it's just relationships. Like I said, understand this. If something's easy, you don't want it. Like something like it, that you can just do, no effort, and it's just super easy, and it's boring. There's no challenge in it, right? Like there's no challenge in it. Like I guarantee when you play volleyball, you want it to be, you was probably competitive, mm-hmm. and you wanted to play somebody that you can compete with.
Yes.
You like, I don't want to play my daughter in basketball. I'm sorry. I'll just do whatever. I'm not getting no better or anything like that. It's not a challenge right now, you know, but, you know, eventually as she continue to practice and all mm-hmm. those things, you know, one day she's going to be dad, even to my son, right? Mm-hmm. But as of right now, it's like, you don't want none that's easy. If it's that easy, it's not worth having. If it's that easy to attain, like, and I think of that even in the pursuit of women, in that sense, if it's easy, why do I want that? Because why am I so special that you made it that easy?
Oh,
like who? Like I'm really that guy? No, you know. And I sit there and I think about it on the other elements of another person. So if it's that easy for me, it's that easy for another person, mm-hmm. right? No challenge. So it's okay to be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
That's good to know.
It's okay.
That's good to know. I had a young lady, when I posted this on my social media, she called me and said, "Will you please ask about social norms and dating as a Christian woman?" And so I think part of what the goal or mission or hope is, we don't see a lot of models, I feel like. You know, we don't see a lot of really good models, or we don't have real talk with those models right. about what we need to do to prepare. And Tim has said it over and over again, you have to act like a wife. I'd like him to talk a little bit about that. So, you know, I might as well just tell on myself. So I don't cook, and a lady told me one time when I was in my 30s, that's the reason why I wasn't married. Okay, maybe, maybe not. But, you know, having models and having people to talk to, and especially when you go through disappointments, or if you didn't see that in the home, whether you're a woman and you didn't see it, or a man, you didn't see it, either one, I'm finding out, it doesn't matter. I used to say all the time when I dated guys, like, well, he didn't have a dad, so he must have a dad wound. But as a woman, if you didn't have a father, there's some mm-hmm. issues with that. So I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Yeah, okay, like, listen, let's take a little example. You use cooking. That's, at the end of the day, I don't really think that's important. You know what I mean? Because, like, I guess not for me, because I can cook. I can cook my butt off, right? All the men in my family can cook. That's just what it is. If you're a man in my family, you can't cook, you get made fun of, period.
Wow.
So we cook, we clean. We can do all those things. Reason being, my mom said, you know, I don't want you to have to depend upon a woman, or you can do these things yourself, right?
Okay.
My mom worked. My dad worked, but he also took care of the home too. But my mm-hmm. mom did vice versa, so I seen both roles do that. So for me, that would not ever be a problem. I don't think that's like a deal breaker for a lot of people, because you can always compromise. You know, some people like to sit down and eat. Cool, great.
Right.
Some people like to eat fast food. There's always compromise, and I don't think that'd be like a deal breaker. But understanding a person's background and how they grew up to, you know, take that, analyze it. Don't let that be like a sticking point, like, okay, or let it be an excuse neither, because they're not their circumstances. But, you know, just take it for what it is, because you'll have a better understanding of who that person is, and maybe how they think. You know, a boy who didn't have a father may not, I think they do know how to treat a woman, because their mother teach them how to be a gentleman. So they do know how to treat a woman. But at the same time, when it comes to doing certain men things, providing and all those things, like, even though your mother may have put that in your head,
right.
if you didn't see that, you wouldn't necessarily have no clue. And you'll
That's
still
true.
Be trying to, in a sense, figure it out. Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure it out.
Well,
what
right.
do men do? How do men provide? This and the third, right? If you don't have that male role model. And same thing, like daughters, like, for my daughter, it's super important for me to make sure she don't develop any insecurities. You know what I mean? So any insecurities that come up, I kill them right then and there.
Right.
You know, I make sure
she
knows she's beautiful. I make sure she's confident. You know, everything she does, because that's important for her development as she
yes.
begins to grow into a woman. You know, I don't want her self-confidence to be low.
Right.
You know, I don't want her to be conceited or anything like that, but I still want her to be confident in herself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that just little things, it's those small things.
But those are big things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Those are things that, you know, crush people because they don't have those tools that they need. Those are the things that make people want to quit.
Yeah.
That's why we're having this conference. to encourage people. You
and
know?
People got to understand you can learn those things. Like, one thing we're in the informational age, you know, Google some stuff.
Yes.
You know, watch some YouTube or whatever. Like, whatever you feel like you're lacking in, seek it out. Seek, you shall find. That's what the Bible says.
Absolutely. That's true.
Absolutely.
God says, when you seek for me, search for me with your whole heart, then you will find me.
Yeah. Because he'll put you around some people that help you, teach you what you need to know.
Absolutely.
He might put that male role model in your life. Like, yo, youngster, let me show you some things. Like, I hang around a bunch of older guys, right? And, you know, they always say, Tim, man, you know, boy, I wish I was where you was at now. Like, you're 35, you got all this stuff. But they don't understand. I'm learning from them. I'm watching them. And they share with me a lot of their mistakes. So, like, it took them 50, 60 years to get to that point when I can learn that, you know, maybe in a month or so, half of the time, you know, 6 months, you know, just by being around them and hearing the stories, because now I have awareness of what to look for and these type of things. And even I have a little bit of background on how they handled it.
Right.
And maybe they handled it wrong and they're like, no, don't go that direction because I've been there, right? Let me tell you, right? And so that's a beautiful thing, too. Get around more aged, experienced people that dealt with life, you know, and dealt with relationships and had successful relationships and even had failed relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, we're always looking for things for success, but I want to read the book that where somebody said, yo, I failed in all this. I learned a lot.
Right.
Yes.
I learned a lot. I learned what not to do.
That's true. It's out there for us, you know, to find our way. And a lot of times it comes from, just like you said, watching other people. You said that was one of your hobbies, Kimba, watching other people.
Yes.
And, you know, like you said, it's not about being creepy or anything like that, but you're learning. Mm-hmm. You're learning about people's behavior and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, behavior. Mm-hmm. So, just because you like a person by the way they look, watch that person.
Mm-hmm. Tim told us last time, ladies.
He said,
watch their behavior. Mm-hmm. Don't always listen to their words. So that is very important.
Because some of them talk that smooth talk, right?
Smooth. Some of them natural charmers, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's true.
Some real charmers
that's
out there.
That's true. Wow. I'm excited. And I hope those of you who have been listening, that you are excited or becoming excited about this singles conference. Again, April 17th, 2021. Boy, this is turning out to be a pretty good year. Mm-hmm. People are getting more free from the COVID and the mask wearing. But then I heard last night that people may get the virus even though they're vaccinated. Come on, the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. Don't come at me with that. I don't accept it, right?
Right.
No way. So, believe it or not, we are out of time.
Aww.
Okay. Out of time.
It always goes so fast.
Yes, it does. We had a good show.
We always do.
A lot of good information out there for those of you who are thinking and hope to see you. I don't know who you are, but please come. Kimba has given you all the information, and we don't have time for her to read it again, but register at mytgp.org/singles. All right. Thank you, Kimba.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
It's been real. Been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're gonna take it in six.
Four to six. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. The president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time, and